Okay, so we're beginning the first parak, Arba Avos Nezikin. And the emes is that Sechta Bava Kama is really Hilchas Nezikin Mamayim. And the goal, as we're going to speak about more today in the upcoming Shiurim, is really learning the Klalim of the Mazikin. What are the Dinim, what are the Klalim, and I'll explain what I mean by the Klalim. And through that, get to understand how we done up when there is a hesek. What are the dinim of the hesek? So Mishnah starts off with arba'ah of isnezikin. The emes is there's really at least six, because the Mishnah says arba'ah of isnezikin ashar, and ashar really includes shar, includes regel, keren, and shein. Three of them. Including in Shar, there's really three. The Shein, Regel, and Keren. Shein is when the animal goes into another person's field and eats from the field. Regel is as it's walking, it tramples over something and it damages it. Then you have Keren, where it does a negicha, gores another animal and damages through that. So Keren really includes three. Plus, we have bar mave, which machleg is what mave is. The truth is it adam or shein? Vahever is esh. So there's really a total of six mazikim over here. There's shar, regal, keren. There's adam, esh, and bar. Machleg is in the gemara. We'll see machleg is in the gemara. How it fits into the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean by Shar? What does it mean by Maveh? Which is going to affect how we learn the next part of the Mishnah of Lo Harei Ashar, Kari Maveh, Lo Harei Maveh, Kari Ashar, etc. But that we're going to see in the Gemara Machlekes, it's about that. But according to one Madam, like we said, the Shar includes those three. Now, each one of these six Mazikin have its own klalim of what defines that mazik, and has its own din. And it's important to know something which is the first chiddush that we're going to mention over here, and we're going to talk more about it. That each mazik, Shalom Aleichem Dov, welcome back. So each mazik over here. Every mazik has an exception of where it's pata. In its dinim, there's going to be where it's pata. For example, and you should keep these column in mind, bar is pata on kelim. If someone's car stoops into someone's bar and it gets damaged, so according to American law, he's chayef to pay for it, or according to the Torah, you pata on kelim. A person gets killed in a bar, also pater. Eish has a p'tor of what's called tamon. If something was hidden, the fire burned something down, and hidden in the pile of wheat, or hidden in the house, where something was hidden, got burnt, there's a p'tor in that. We'll see all these p'torim, where it's learned from as we go on in the Masechta. But each one has a p'tor. Keren is negicha. Over there, we say that a person only has to pay chatzi nezek. He doesn't have to pay nezek shalim. He pays chatzi nezek, at least as long as it's a tam, the first three times. Shein v'regel. Shein and regel is pater and shasarabim. And the Rosh, we'll see the Rosh discusses whether it's a svara or a gzer sakosuf, how we know that Shein Regel's pater and shasarabim. The only mazik that does not have any exceptions is Adam HaMazik. When a person physically is mazik something else, with his koyach, his chayiv, and not only is he chayiv, he's chayiv even on oinus. The other mazikim, or pata anoinis, as we'll see. The pata anoinis. Adam amazik is chayv anoinis. Now we'll see a discussion, hopefully we'll get there, later on in the Masechta, that there may be something that's called Oynes Gomor, and on Oynes Gomor he's Pater, but on Oynesin he's Chai. Now, the Pashtus is that all these Piturim are Gzeres HaKosuvs, they're not a Sevara, the Gzeres HaKosuvs, which, as I mentioned, we'll see as we go further on. Now, the another chiddush over here, which we're going to stress on, is that which I'm chayv to pay when I'm mazik, even adam mazik or mamin mazik, that which a person's chayv to pay for the damage is not because logically it makes sense to pay for it. It's because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says I have to pay. Without that pasuk, I would not be chayv to pay. It's only because the Torah says you need to pay is why I have to pay. But without the Torah, doesn't make sense. In my mind, it's only fear that you should pay for the damage, but not be chayv to pay. It's all because it's gzeres hakasuv. Now, once I understand that my whole chiv to start is gzeres hakasuv, so it's easier for me to understand that the Torah also dictated to us when you chayv and when you pater. Right? Otherwise, it sounds strange. Bar is pat on kelim. Why should be pat on kelim? Eish is pat on tam. And lemaisa, your eish that you didn't watch, burnt down his field. But the Torah is, you're starting off with an assumption that you should be chayiv, and the Torah is patering you. No, the assumption is that you're pater, because the Torah is being mechayiv. I'll tell you a very interesting nekuda there of Gusman, who wants to, he stresses this nekuda that I just mentioned in the beginning of Siman Aleph, and he says this is a yisoid gadol throughout Bava Kamma. Where does he bring it out from? The Mishnah says, Arba Avis Nezikin. Says Rashi, Ashar Vaba, Keseida Shein Ksuvim Beparsha, Sidram Bemishnah. Like the Seder that is Mesuda in the Parsha, in the Torah, is the way the Tana was Mesadra. Comes along Tosfos. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Pish b'kontris k'seida sh'nichtavu b'parsha sidram b'mishnah. V'afa gavdil ma'adam atana shar l'raglai. Even though that we'll see there's a ma'adam who learns that shar is referring to regel. Lo'hevi k'seida parsha de regel naflami v'shilach esbira. V'chsiv basabar. So he's asking a question. That according to ma'adam that shar is regel. So then it comes out that's not Keseda HaKosuv b'mikra. It's not like the Seda of the way the Pesukim were written. So, says Tosfos, keywords, Mikomokayim, Shem Shar Ksiv Koydim b'Pasha. The Shem Shar was written first in the Pasha, the Hainu Negicha de Keren. What does that mean, Shem Shar? What's Shem Shar? What type of music is it? Sounds like a brisk of art. There's a din azad, there's a din shar, there's a shame shar. What does that mean, shame shar? What does that mean, shame shar? So therefore, if Gusman wants to say, he says, you know what I see in this Tosfos? I see in this Tosfos something very important. This Tosfos is telling us what our goal throughout the Masechta is going to be. And that is as follows. We're going to have to, our goal is to figure out what are the mazikim. Meaning, be'etzem, there's no mazik that's chayiv without the parsha in the Torah being mechayivim to pay. The parshis in the Torah are being megala to us who are the mazikim that have to pay. That's what the parsha in the Torah is telling us. So the goal is that any time we deal with a mazik, it's, what are we dealing with? It's to identify with what's called the shame mazik. What is the shame mazik? That's what we're identifying with. We want to know which mazik it is, because every mazik has different dinim. So we need to classify it by its characteristics of what mazik this is. For example, so in other words, what I'm saying is, and I'm going to give two examples now. One, what I'm saying is that the goal is always, whenever I come across a mazik, I have to try to plug it into one of the mazikim in the Torah. If I can't plug this into one of the mazikim in the Torah, then it's not chayiv. It's only chayiv if the mazik. So if I'll come up with a new mazik, I came up with a new mazik. Someone left a electric wire exposed, and people came by and got hurt from it. They got damaged. They got hurt from it. Am I chayv on that or not? Am I chayv on that? I mean, literally, it's not shar, it's not bar, it's not mave, it's not heve. Am I chayv?
As the denominators apart.
What?
As the denominators apart.
Oh, so that's the point. Very good, very good. So what do I need to do? Right, but it's not a hole in the ground. Oh, so that's very good. What you said is very good. What's your first name again?
Shmuel.
What Shmuel is saying is as follows. I cannot make up a new mazik. That I'm not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to make up a new mazik. It could only be chayiv if it fits into one of the mazikim which are mentioned in the Torah. If the Torah, if it fits into one of those, so I can't say, oh, it's Ms. Starber, look, you left exposed wire there and someone got hurt from it, you should be chayv. That's not enough to say Ms. Starber. I need to be able to plug it into one of the mazikim that are in the Torah. And we'll see the Gemara is going to speak about Mayim. Let's say I have a stream of water, and this stream of water causes damage. The Gemara will say, well, is he chayv or not? I don't know if he's chayv. It's not, literally, it's not one of these four or six mazikim, water. Sounds like a new mazik. So Gemara has to struggle over there. We'll see the whole sugya over there. In which one of these four can I plug it into so that it should be chayiv? Because if I can't, it would be... So that's what it means. Shame mazik. That's what Taisa is saying over here. Pshat and Chai Rashi also is telling us that. Al Seida HaKosov, the Chsivim, what does he say? Keseida Shein Ksuvim BeParsha Sidram BeMishnah. The Mishnah is being megala to us that these mazikim are written in the Torah. Says Tais, what do you mean? Where's regal? The shame regal's there already. The shame shar. There's a noun, there's a name. There's a name called shar. So I need to figure out what are the denominators, what are the components, what's the characteristic of each mazik. And that's what's saying, kiseida ksuva b'tayra, is that there's a parsha in the Torah that we need to learn up. And when we learn up the parsha, we understand why this mazik is chayiv, why the Torah is saying this mazik chayiv. So then I can go back to the question and see, does that exposed wire fit into bar? Does it fit into eish? What does it fit into, right? Where does it fit into? Rav Guzman says, and he wants to explain. It says here, Arba Avos Nizikin. Nizikin. Nizik is usually the one that's getting damaged, right? Mazik is the one, right, in Hebrew, the one that's doing the action is usually with a mafil. The Nif'al is the one that's happening too. So what do you mean, Arba Avos Nizikin? It should say, Arba Avos Mazikin. There are four Avos Mazikin that are Mazik. So he quotes a Meiri over here. The Meiri says, The Meiri, the Shita Kubetzis brings the Meiri. You can look at the Meiri inside also. He says, V'zeh she'topash loshen nezikin v'le mazikin v'le she'milas mazikin mashma she'kavanosin lahazik. The word mazik is mashma that it's kavanos to be mazik. He's a mazik, right? You know, people say, he's a mazik. That kid is a mazik because he goes around breaking things and destroying things. That's what mazik implies. Kavanos, the elu aimem she'kavanosin lahazik, but some of these are not kavanosin lahazik, right? The shar that walks into my friend's field to eat those beautiful tomatoes, he has no kavanah at all to be mazik. His kavanah is he's hungry, he sees nice red shiny tomatoes, so he's eating because he has hanah. He's eating for the hanah, he's not eating it for kavanah. So Karen's taka kavanah selazik, maybe Adam also sometimes kavanah selazik. So you can't say the lashon mazik. So what's the lashon mizik? Says the Meiri, Shemilas nizokin amura ala nezik v'loishem remez ala mazik. Ve'elu kulam heim amazikin v'bnei zetof es lashen nizikin sheish be remez ala mazik shu ke'ein toyar. That's what he says. It's a title. Ke'ein toyar. It's a title. What do you mean it's a title? What do you mean a title? We're titling people? We're titling... What's a title? The teretz is... Because that's all we're doing in the Mishnah. We're giving titles. What's a shar? What's the characteristic of shar? What's the characteristics of bar? What's the characteristics of aish? That's all we're trying to do over here. Once we figure that out, then we can move on and figure out how other mazik can fit into it. He brings a beautiful makar of Rav Gusman. From a Taisvis, a beautiful Taisvis, a famous Taisvis in Kedushin, on Daf. I think Lamed Gimel, but I don't remember offhand. The Taisvis is in Kedushin, I think Lamed Gimel, and also in Bechairais Mem Ches. Taisvis says over there that a milvak suva betaira kiksuva bishtar dami. What does that mean? It means as follows. If I borrow money from someone, I'll pay. I go over to Shmuel and I say, can you lend me $100? He says, fine. Gives me $100. There's no star written. It's a milvah peh. He cannot collect from my karka, which is, let's say I owned karka and I sold it to a lekuchas afterwards, to someone bought it from me. You can't collect it from a shubat. Mubape, you can't collect from Shmuel. You can come collect from me at $100, but you can't collect it from my kark. But if we wrote a shtar, I wrote you, I owe you $100 and signed my name on it, write a date, everything's beautiful. So now you can collect from my Meshubata. So the Gemara says, Taisus quotes, so he says, Milvak suva b'taira, a milva which is written in the Torah. For example, Pidyon HaBen. I have a firstborn son. Now I'm a chuyiv to be paid to him. So I owe the kayin 5 slayim. Erichin. I said erich plainly a lie, or I say erchi a lie. I promise to give the erich to the base of Middish. Now I'm chayiv to give. Why am I chayiv to give pidyon ben? Why am I chayiv to give erichin? Because the Torah says you chayiv to. So that's a milvak suba b'Torah. Milvak suv b'teira is when I'm chayv to give the money because the Torah created a chiyum over here to give it. Kiksuva b'shtar dami, the kohen now can collect it from Meshubadim. The hektish can collect it from Meshubadim because it's kiksuva b'shtar dami. Frag Taisus Akasha. Listen to Taisus Akasha. Taisus, when I borrowed the $100 from Shmuel, so it was a milvah peh. Why am I chayv to pay? You know why I'm chayv to pay? The Torah says I have to pay. It's a milvah ksuv b'teira. Milvah ksuv b'teira kiksuv b'shtad on me. So you should be able to collect from me shubatim. Says the Torah says no. That which the Torah says I have to pay, we don't really need the Torah. That's logical. He gave me $100 to give back. So I give back $100. The chiddush of the Torah is that he can take a mashkin. That's the chiddush of the Torah. But there's no chiddush. There's no chiddush here that I have to pay back. Of course, I have to pay back $100. You borrowed $100, you give back $100. It doesn't have to be the same $100. It could be a different $100. But I got to give back $100. Right? Now, Taisa says about milfa. Taisa says, when he's giving me a list of examples of milfa ksuv b'teira, says Taisa, nezikin is one of them. When I damage you, this is a milfa ksuv b'teira, which is ksuv b'shtar domi. I don't understand. Isn't it logical? I took a rock, threw it at your window, I broke your window, shattered your window. Now it's the middle of the winter. Cold air is coming in. You're freezing cold. The heat is not working because they're fixing your building. Who knows what? And so it doesn't make sense. No, Tyson says no. There's no logic to it. It's not like a mill for where it's logical. Why not? It sounds strange. Taisa says it's not logical that you have to pay back by mazik, and therefore I need the Torah to be mechadish to me. So on this point, there are a few different mahalchim to explain it. I can just mention in short two mahalchim, which we'll have to. I'm mentioning it as akdama, because we're going to have to keep it in mind as we go on in the perek to see if itaka works out or not. What mahalach is that, what would be the svar that a mazik should have to pay? Why is it that I said, you said, everyone was thinking like, Pasha, mazik has to pay. What would that svar be? Because the ma'isi, you're a mazik. At the end of the day, let's put aside other mazik. Let's take the shar bar. I was a mazik. My shar was mazik. So I'm responsible for my shar. I'm responsible for my bar. Who said I am? Oh, Torah is me, Mechash me. You know what? A shar you're responsible for. A bar you're responsible for. Aish you're responsible for. Shane you're responsible for. With Adam it doesn't work out exactly this far. That would be one far to say that maybe it's only like a grama, which we'll see later on. Grama is, we pass in Grama bin Nizak and his pata taka. We pass in Grama's pata. So be'etam I should be pata on all Nizke Mamin. Nizke Mamin I should be pata because it's always a Grama. Second mahalach that's given by some explanations is that, I give you an example. There's something called Hilch Shechenin. Baba Basra. Second paragraph in Bava Basra, the first paragraph, also discusses the Hilch Shechenin. I have a backyard next to your backyard. I have a beautiful tree growing in my backyard, and the branches are spread out over into your backyard. And you want to build a sukkah in your backyard, but because of my tree, it's not allowing you to have a kosher sukkah. Or you want to, whatever you want to do in your backyard, that my tree is not allowing you to do it. So according to American law, who's a chay for this? The owner of the tree. The owner of the tree. What's your tree doing overing over into his backyard? I gotta pay for guys to come down and cut it. Now, according to the Torah, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, al hanizik laharchik es atzmai. Torah said something very logical. Look, everyone wants to use their field. Everyone wants to use their property. As long as I'm using my property properly, even though it might be affecting him, he'll watch out for himself. I'll watch out for myself, right? He may have a tree that's coming into my field. So everyone just take care of your own backyard. So who has to take care of it? Alanizik. My neighbor has to get the ladder, climb up there, cut the branches down, or hire someone to cut those branches down. Ala nizik laharchik is atzmi. So perhaps that's the halacha by all niskei mamayin. I own a shard, you own a shard. We all own shards, right? We know what shards are all about. Shards sometimes get angry. Shards sometimes walk into people's fields. So you know what? You build a festive fence around your field so my shard can't walk into your field. I'll build a fence around my field so your shard can't walk into my field. Comes along the Torah and says, it's a true klal. Like we find by Hilchos Shecheinim. But by Shar, we're going to be mechayiv the masik. By Eish, we're mechayiv the masik. By Bar, we're mechayiv the masik. So it's a chiddush the mechayiv. It's bad. So you're walking out. People dig bars in Rishus Rabbim for whatever reason they do. So when you walk, look down. Make sure you don't fall into a bar. Make sure you don't trip in a bar. So there's a chiddush over here. That, no, it's ala masik. So those are two ma'achim. Again, it's not going to help for Adam and Masik. What? What do you say? By Adam Shagi. Right. But we need to clarify these two ma'achim, but those are two basic ma'achim that they give. So again, we have here two big yesodas that we have to work on. Number one is the fact that the etzem I should be pata, except the Torah is mechayiv me in these specific shame masiks. Number two is, what is the shame masik? And therefore, when you continue the Mishnah says, bar is ein darkon leilach lahasik, right? Eish is darkon leilach lahasik. What happens if I find you a case of bar, which is a traveling bar? Which we'll see later on in the parak, bar amizgalgal. I find you an example of a traveling bar. What happens if I find you an example of an eish that's not traveling? That's not leila chlazik. Right? I'm holding a cigarette in my hand. It's in one place, not moving. A guy comes and he swipes by it. The fire didn't move to him. He came to the fire. Am I chayv for burning his jacket? Right? If I'm moving my cigarette, Chas Shalom, so I'm smoking, he's moving the cigarette, whatever it may be, the Abdullah candle, and he goes to the other person. That's Leil Chlazik. But if it's holding in one place and that guy swoops by it, is he chayv or not? What? Is it bar? Because it's Eish. Eish has to have a characteristic of. If I make an Eish, let me ask you a question. If I make an Eish in a bar, I have a bar, and I make an Eish in the bar. I light a fire in the bar, and the fire is not leaving. It's an earth bar, right? What do you call those holes that people make fires in?
Bonfire.
A bonfire in a pit, fire pit, right? It's in there, not going anywhere. And a guy, it's Kalim fall in there. See, Chayiv Apata. Mitzad bar, lemaisa mitzad bar, patan kelim. Mitzad eish, shvichayit. So, what was the din then? We'll see, it's not pashit at all. We're going to see on that vav that it's not pashit. The Gemara talks about av nesakinu masoi, where I put you have to remember this case, it comes up over and over. I put a rock, a knife on the roof, bereish gag, and a ruach matzuya comes and blows it off. The Gemara is not sure. The Gemara says, "Bahadi to cause the as it's if it damages as it's moving." Okay, that's H. But once it lands and then damages, what is it? And then the Gemara has another case. Kaisel ve'ilon. I have a beautiful building. I have a beautiful tree, and all of a sudden, a branch falls off and hits someone and damages them. Am I chayv or not? It's not Eish, because Eish needs koyach acham urvbay. There's another aspect of Eish, that there's a wind blowing the fire. There's no koyach acham urvbay. In the case of Avnei Sekinim HaSoy, over there at least he had Eish. He had a wind blowing it. Over here there's no wind blowing it, just a brick fell out.
Gravity isn't
the good question. Is gravity koyach acham? Very good. You're going to have to deal with that on the vavam alv, the vavam base. So I'm just saying, it's all these points you're mentioning are discussions, And that case with the fire and the bar is not a simple case. How do we don it up? Do we don it up as Eish? Or we don it up as bar? The stipla has a whole simon on it, simon dalit, with three rayas one way. But my point that I want to bring out today, love, I don't want to get into the pratim. My point that I want to bring out is when we're learning the Mishnah today, how literal do I have to take the Mishnah? Sheruach chayim ba. The Mishnah is telling me that is a characteristic of these two, or the Mishnah is just saying a percha, right? There's two ways to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is trying to learn A from B, A, B from C. So the Mishnah says you can't do it because of a percha, which is the derech of the Gemara all over, to say you can't learn one from the other because it has a characteristic that that one doesn't have. But it's only a percha. We don't take it seriously as a din. Or maybe no. Says Rav Gusman, no. You have to take this Mishnah very seriously. The Mishnah is not just saying a percha over here. The Mishnah is defining to us the definition for the shame, mazik, that when you're going to go to all your other cases and plug them in as to fit these definitions. That's the nikud I wanted to mention today. We're going to have to plug in all these cases, and we're going to use a lot of what you're saying as we go on. That's okay. One more chakira I would like to mention before we move on, before we go back down. And that is as follows. And this is a chakira which I think every gadol of an achrayinim have dealt with. Oh, I want to mention 2 points. The chakira, that I think every, starting with Rav Shimon and Ibn Azal and straight down everyone clears about this. Where do I have it? And it's Rav Shmuel, Rav Naftali, the Granat, and everyone plugs it into Rishayim. So we're going to try to plug it into the Rishayim ourselves. But the Chakira we need to keep in mind. Now that the Torah is mechayiv me, okay, Torah is mechayiv me b'tashlumin. But why was the Torah mechayiv me b'tashlumin? How do we understand that? How do we understand the chiv tashlumim of a mazik? Is it because my mamain was mazik, just like the Torah is mechayiv kishen, just like the Torah is mechayiv the adam who's mazik, just like if I go ahead and I punch someone's window and break it, or I throw a rock at the window and break it, I'm chayiv. So too, if my mamain's mazik, the Torah is mechadish. I bar, the Gemara says, there's a few things that the Torah nicham b'rishusai. Start put into your shus and made it shalai, made it yours. So bar is also mine. Might be even a raya. That's mamin amazik. The Torah said your mamin is mazik. So is it because it's memoinoi? Is it because of memoinoi, or is it because shmirasai? Is it because of memoinoi shmirasai? Is it because I have a responsibility to watch it? And I lacked in my shmira, therefore I'm chayv to pay that to Torah's being mechadish to us. Torah's being mechadish to us that by these 4 mazikin, you have a chiv shmira, and you're going to be poshea in your shmira. You're chayv to pay, or no? The Torah said a new halacha, mama, memayne, you're chayv to pay for the hezik that your mama gives. And there are many nafkaminas and many chilukim in understanding many gemaras. Maybe in the next chibur I'm going to give you a few examples to bring out the point. But that we're trying to understand the gezeiras hakasuv. That gezeiras hakasuv that I'm chayiv to pay by mazikin is because the Torah is being mechadish to me that I'm chayiv to pay for my mom and amazik. The Torah is mechayiv me to pay. Look through Rashi, Tosis, the next mission you'll take a look at. Koshechavti b'shmirasei, yechsharti b'nizkoi. Sounds pretty clear. Chavti b'shmirasei. If I chayv in shmira, I lacked in the shmira. Chashartim in iskoy. Sounds like it's a din of shmira. Look at Rashi over there. Look at Tosfos. The Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam in Niskim Mami Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, and then look at, then the Rambam says himself in Achas Geneva. The Rambam. There's different diukim which we're going to go through. The last point I want to bring out is that also we're going to have to look for rayas to this. I just remember there's two more last points. Now I'm a good speaker, no? There's always like one more point. Okay, so the one point is that we have to look out for rayas. When we say potter, let's say kalim by bar, tamen by eish, is there a latze sidei shemayim to pay for the kalim? Or no? Potter, zeo. Right? Like we said, tzeis akasam chayim. So the same tzeis akasam says you potter. Or maybe no. You're expected to, on your own, to pay. Am I or not? We have to look out for rice. But the last point I wanted to mention was as follows. We just said that the Torah was mechayiv me to pay for mazik. Okay. I'll take out the Chumash. I'll learn up the Pashas Mishpatim. I'll learn up Pashas Emor. And nowhere does it say there that I'm not allowed to be mazik. It says that if I'm mazik, then I have to pay. So, you know what? I'm a rich guy. I enjoy burning people's fields now. I'll pay them afterwards. I'll send them a check in the mail. Right? There are those pyromaniacs that are fire, whatever you call them. I enjoy it. So I'm going to... Right? I enjoy smashing into people's cars, especially when they get me upset. But I'll pay them for it. I have no problem. I'll pay them. I'll send them a check afterwards. I'll pay them for a nicer car. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to be... Is there any issue to be masik? So, there is a Yad Rima in Bava Basra who wants to say that... the Yoivar and Averov and I think it's Pashin. It's Pashin, you're right. You wouldn't want someone doing it to you, so don't do it to other people. Okay? But I don't think that that's what the Achronim that asked this question are bothered with. They're not looking for a Vahavta Recha Kamaicha. They're asking in Hilchus Choshen Mishpat. You're right, I will. In Hilchus Midos, I'm not minimizing V'Avta Rechemach at all, Chas V'Sham. I'm saying that's Hilchus Midos Taivos, Hilchus, it's not a good Midah. It's not a good Midah, because you will want someone to do it to you, don't do it to someone else. But at Choshen Mishpat, is there a Choshen Mishpat Dike Issa over here? The Mashah, my Pasol Eidus or not, right? Someone who's Oiva on a Chosh Mishba Dikadin, he's Pasal Eidus. Am I Pasal Eidus or not? So we're going to see, we'll see the Achrayim that bring different rights, but the two Mahalchim that I want to mention now to keep in mind as we go further is many Achrayim want to say it's a Kavchayim from Hashavas Aveda. If I see an Aveda, I see my friend's object is lost, I'm a chayiv to pick it up and return it to him. So kol shekein, I can't be goyer mahefsid, if when he lost it already and it's lost, I need to get it back to him, so surely I can't make a loss. Right, that's what they want to say. But I don't... What?
What about
Enon Shemunadin? We'll see. Tosfos talks about Enon Shemunadin. We're not up to Enon Shemunadin. But I want to, but what? But I don't understand that answers, because in my case, I'm not causing him a loss. I'm giving him money to buy a new car. What loss does he have? Right? I'm being mazik, I'm going to ask to pay. So how did that answer the question? It's not, he doesn't have a loss.
It's not that
I have to wear it for a couple of years. No, maybe it is after Echemach. I don't want to lose my car and have to buy a new car. So why do it to someone else, right? What? Okay, let's say I have already a new car. Why do I need to go? I don't want to go through that terech. Even if, when you live in something already, you know, I'm not talking about an old schlag car. You get used to it. You figure it out. You want to stick with your car. I can hear it's not after Rech Kumeich, but let's say it is. But again, we're looking for Cheshin Mishpat Tekedin. The second Mahalach is, Reb Baruch Beh brings down Simon Beis, B'Shem Reb Chaim. Brings down the Pasuk, V'lo Yishmerenu Ba'alav. The Pasuk says, and he there's a Din Shmir over here, which is Mashma, that even though the Pasuk's saying he should have watched and therefore he has to pay, so I'm about the payment, but from there, it's Mashma, it's Chayiv to watch, that it's Chayiv Shmira. But I think what Reb Baruch Beh means is, he's saying a Svarav. He doesn't mean there's a Gzeres of Kasav over here that you have, that the Pasuk's telling me you have to watch. What he's saying is that there's a Svarav, that if the Torah was Mechayiv you, meaning the Torah put a financial responsibility on you for the lack of Shmira, so it's mistaber that you have a responsibility to be Shomer, right? If they're putting a financial responsibility on you for the lack of Shmira, it makes sense that you have a responsibility to watch it. And that's what Reb Chaim's saying. He's saying a svar over here. That if you need to pay, it's mistaber and understood that you need to watch it. Now, the halacha is, back to what I said about Psula Eidus, Avera Sheyesh Bechamas is Pasul Eidus. An Avera that involves money, Avera that involves money is Pasul Eidus. If someone's mazik to pay, the question is, he Pasul Eidus? If he's being mazik, the question is, if being mazik is in itself an Avera, then he'll be Pasul. It's not enough that you'll pay later. That's what we're trying to understand here. Right, let me ask you a question. Let's say someone's driving, and my car's parked. This happens, right? I get the question many times. Someone's car's parked at the parking lot, and someone scrapes the lawn, makes a scratch there. That causes the car to go down in value, right? So he scraped the door, there's an indentation, or there's a scratch there, and now this guy's car went down in value. I have to pay? Yeah, you have to pay. Now this guy who got the scratch in his door was driving down the block, and someone came and slammed into his door. Now he needs a whole new door. So the second guy is going to have to pay for a new door, and he's getting a new door. Does the first mazik have to pay? He had no loss. At the end of the day, he has a new door. Shas hezik. But what is the mechayiv shas hezik? If the mechayiv is because I caused him a loss.
At that point, you caused him loss.
You're right, but at the end of the day, there was no loss. At the end of the day, he got a new door. Today, I didn't pay yet, right? Today, did he have a loss? Today, he comes to me and says, Reuven, please pay me for the scratch you made in my door. I'm like, okay, how much did you lose? He says, actually, I got a nicer door now, because I need to replace it. But you once, but what's your loss? You had no loss. Got a free door. Right, let me ask you a different question. The guy scraped my door. I'm happy with that. I'll take the money. I could use the money to buy ice cream. I'd rather buy ice cream. I'll have a scratch on my door. No. Doesn't bother me. Another scratch on my door, so it's a little less valuable. Okay. Can I use that money to buy ice cream? Or I have to use it to fix the door? Teretz is, no, back to what we said before. You're working logical. You're saying that the reason why you have the bay is because he caused a loss. Replace the loss. No. The chiv to pay for mazik is nothing to a loss. It's a gzeir zakosov. You a mazik, you chayv to pay. No loss, or I'm not using it for the loss. Doesn't make a difference. You're not paying my bill. The Torah is mechadish, a new din. Is that true, what I'm saying, or not? We have to check it out as we go on. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, this is our avodah for this man, Zmanim. And Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go through it and really get it clear. Okay? And consistency and patience is an important piece for this Masechta. And then you'll be koina that Miktsoya. You'll be an expert in this game of it. Be'ez Hashem.